we're going to do another segment and we're going to tell your mama jokes.
Okay.
Wait, before.
What?
How often do you wash your hair?
Well, honestly, it just depends, you know?
I don't.
I've realized that when I put heat into my hair, it lasts, like, I last shorter without washing my hair. But, like, if I don't, let's say that I shower, right? And I don't put heat in my hair, I'll last more without washing it. But.
Bitch, what?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next segment.
It's complicated. What you just said. Okay.
Okay, what was the next segment? Oh, your mama jokes. Okay, go on.
Are you going?
I got a couple.
Are you going to Friday's party?
What?
Are you going to Joe's party on Friday?
Who's Joe?
Joe mama, bitch. Your turn.
Your mama is so stupid that she starved herself at a grocery store.
Your mama is so fat, when she got on the scale, it said, I need your weight, not your phone number.
Your mama's so fat that when she went outside with the yellow shirt, the sun was like, bitch, that's my job.
Your mama is so ugly, when she tried to join an ugly contest, they said, sorry, no professionals.
Your mama was so fat, and when she went to the beach, the whale started singing, you are family, even though you're fatter than me.
Okay. Your mama's so fat that when she fell, no one was laughing, but the ground was cracking up.
Your mama's so hairy that Wolverine asked for her shirt back.
Your mama is so fat that Dora can't even explore her.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Your mama is so fat, she walked in front of the TV and I missed 3 shows.
Your mama's so fat and old, when God said, let there be light, he asked your mother to move out of the way.
Your mama's so old, she knew Burger King while he was still a prince.
Your mama is so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas and it's still printing.
Your mama's so short, she can use a sock for a sleeping bag.
Your mama's so dumb, when y'all were driving to Disneyland, she saw a sign that said Disney left, and so she went home.
Your mama's so tall, she tripped over a rock and hit her head on the moon.
Your mama's so stupid, she brought a spoon to the Super Bowl.
Your mama's so poor, she couldn't afford to pay attention.
Your mama's so fat, she needs cheat codes for Wii Fit.
Your mama's so stupid, she sold her car for gas money.
Did you just fart? Your mama's so fat that when she went to the zoo, the hippos got jealous.
The hippos what?
The hippos got jealous.
Your mama's so ugly, she scares blind people.
That's fucking racist. Your mama's so ugly that when she went into a haunted house, she came out with a job application.
You almost so bald. You can see what's on her mind.
Your mama is so ugly, she scared the shit out of the toilet.
Your mama's so hairy, you almost died of rug burn at birth.
Your mama's so fat, she got baptized at SeaWorld.
Oh, hell no, bitch. I know you didn't just say that. Did you just really say that?
Go, nigga.
Your mama's so fat, and when she got on the scale, it said... Your mama was so stupid that when an intruder broke into her house, she ran downstairs and dialed 911 in the microwave and couldn't find the call button.
Your mama is so fat, when she sat on the back of the bus, it did a wheelie.
Oh, fuck. Your mama's so vast, she contains multitudes.
Your mama is so bald, you can see what's on her mind.
I already said that. Your mama is so boring, the neighbors call her Mr. Collins.
Okay.
Next segment.
We're almost wrapping up our show. Wow, that was going, it's going by quite quick. What is so funny?
Because, nigga, you were like, yeah, maybe it's you.
What?
You were like, I think you're the issue.
It's because, okay, guys, listen up. If people keep on constantly blaming you for things, it's like, you know what? Maybe you're the fucking issue. And 99.9% of the time, they really are the issue. And this is literally a perfect example of you are the fucking issue. So, if you don't think you're the issue, you're probably the motherfucking issue. Let's talk about Thanksgiving plans.
Let's talk about trending on Twitter.
Oh my god, yeah, let's see what's trending on Twitter.
Hashtag, it's raining.
Wait, is it really raining, Osa?
I think so.
Oh fuck. Who's calling?
Who the fuck? I don't know. Papa John's?
Oh my god, that's my dad. Oh my god, what is so funny?
Let's talk about Abel's new song.
Well, I haven't motherfucking heard it.
Wow.
Let's talk about what liberals call Thanksgiving. What's a liberal?
I have no fucking idea.
Oh my god, did you ever watch Teen Mom?
Yeah.
OG?
Yes.
Why is nothing interesting trending on Twitter?
I know. Let's talk about, people stuck in their past.
Do people like Papa John's?
Only elites do.
Should we talk? Is that good? What is an elite? Oh my god, let's talk about ways to ruin Thanksgiving.
Wait, let's say Thanksgiving clapback.
Oh my god, yes. We should always have these like joke segments.
Yeah, like in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alright. Next segment. I'm not, okay. Let's not be hurting y'all.
Dude, oh god.
What?
Bitch, let me fucking send you this shit.
These better be contacts from your head, bitch, and not from no Google. Because I've been studying Yama Joke, that's why I knew so many. You too, though, huh?
Nigga, that's why you got it off the fucking website.
I wish you guys could see this picture. Hey, why do I know she looked like that? Oh my god, it's not funny. I actually look like that.
Nigga. Nigga, I found Mr. Mendez.
Thanksgiving clapbacks. Next segment, please.
Wait. Hello?
Hello?
Oh my god!
You can hear me?
Really?
What did I just say, you fucking cunt?
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Let's do our intro.
Okay. Hey, so, bitches.
No. Start with a cup of tea, and then hey, bitches.
Oh my god, that's a good idea.
Okay, you ready?
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh my god. See, you were the issue. What did you think?
I did two things different. I'm not sure if it was because I restarted the app or because I invited you, but like through Anchor, you know? Like not through message. Mm. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. Oh no, welcome to our first fucking podcast of 2019. Even though 2019 is over in a month. What?
Is it what's up, hoes, or what's up, bitches?
Hey hoes.
No, what's up, bitches?
What's up, bitches? No, I want hey hoes.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey hoes.
Hey hoes. Welcome back.
Dude, we have to say it at the same time, dumb bitch.
Ugh, okay. 1, 2, 3.
Hey hoes.
I go mad at you.
You're fucking disgusting. Nick is gonna run out of tea. He's gonna run out of the fucking tea.
Dude, if I swallow, I run out of tea.
Okay, dude. You have to.
I just swallow?
Okay, no, shut the fuck up, dude. It's like 2 seconds of the slurp and then hey hoes. Like, okay. Hey hoes. Okay. Practice. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Hey hoes.
Hey hoes.
Dude. Stop being fucking disgusting, dude.
No, okay.
1, 2, 3. Hey hoes. You're fucking late.
Am I gonna swallow?
No, just practice, bro. This is fucking practice. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Hey hoes.
Hey hoes.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. No, for real.
Okay. Don't swallow.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Hey hoes. Hey hoes.
Welcome to our first podcast of 2019.
Even though the year's gonna end.
In like 3 weeks. This is our first podcast of many. Wait, is it called Spill with Naomi and Andy?
Nah.
The Spill.
The Spill?
Tea Time with Naomi and
Andy. Ew, no.
Okay, anyways, what's her name? Not important. Anyways, we're here to talk to you guys about current events.
Welcome back to hashtag not important.
Period.
No, deadass.
So, how do you feel that Travis cheated on Kylie?
men ain't shit. Period, love.
No, but you know what? I feel like, dude, who would cheat on their billionaire, like, baby mama? Like, he's dumb, period.
Well, maybe he's more rich.
No, he's not. Dude, she just got a big paycheck. $600 million.
Okay, maybe she's not the shit.
Maybe he's the issue.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, what else do you have to chat about? No, honey. You wanna get fired? Wait, whose podcast is this?
Ours.
Oh. well, I hope you guys are enjoying
our podcasting. I found a podcast name generator.
What is it?
Okay, I'm gonna add Andy, Naomi, and what else?
Hoes. No, it's Andy Naomi.
I think we should name it Welcome Back to Hashtag Not Important.
Like, or what if our thing is Hashtag Not Important?
That's what I just fucking said. Dude, are you not fucking hearing me?
But we have to say, hey hoes, welcome back to Not Important with Naomi and Andy.
Yeah, but it's Hashtag Not Important.
Okay, whatever.
Wait, let's fucking end this because this is fucking stupid.
Wait, no, this is, like, really funny.
Okay, whatever.
Because, like, we're gonna, like, trying too hard.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, oh, I have a perfect segment.
What?
So, let's hit up the segment music. Okay, welcome back to our next segment. Because we don't know how to do music yet.
No. Okay. I do know how to do it, actually.
Oh, bitch, then do it.
So well, I know how, but it's, like, after, you know? Like, you have to edit it, and then you post it.
Oh, okay. So, roll the music.
Well, let me add, like, practice music, you know?
No. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Hurry. Okay, wait.
So, if you're actually listening to this... Hey, all right.
Next segment.
Welcome back. So this next segment is, you know, like how people are making those memes, like for Thanksgiving dates, like selling yourself or renting yourself.
No, you mean like the Thanksgiving clapbacks?
Yes. Okay. So how much are you selling yourself? Okay. So let's say Naomi Mejia, $65.
Wait, are you down? Are you down to like tell Miss Kelly about our podcast?
Oh, yeah, she's gonna sponsor this, and we're gonna listen to this.
She better.
She better, bitch.
How do you feel about her haircut?
You know, I'm not even gonna talk about it because we have the same haircut. So, it's fabulous. Don't you think it's sad? It has a lot of volume, and it's just fab. And it has a lot of hairspray. Yeah.
Well, on foggy days,
girl, what?
On foggy days, her shit be looking flat.
So, for $65, if someone's like, oh, I want you for Thanksgiving, what are you going to dress up as?
A turkey.
Damn, bitch, I didn't know we're running into a commercial already. No, for $65, I'm rolling up in, like, gym attire and a Tupperware.
Classic suburban mom.
But I'm, you know what, taking this up, the Tupperware?
No.
So I can put some fucking leftovers in that bitch. Dude, I really hate how Mexicans, like, oh, déjame llevar para lonche.
I know, that, bro.
Like, dude, no tienes vergüenza?
No, wait.
O sea, que nada.
Bro. I have an aunt, right?
Oh my god, wait, hold on. Okay. We're on to the next segment, and we're going to talk about that in fresa tones.
Okay.
Okay, next segment.
Beep. Next segment.
Well, away.
Bueno, wait. Entonces, lo que te iba a contar.
Sí, ¿qué opinas, amiga?
Que yo tengo una tía, se llama la tía Juana.
Ay, Juani.
La Juanis, bueno, ojalá que no escuche esto.
No.
Pero bueno, lo que te iba a contar de ella es que ella va a las fiestas nomás para irse 30 minutos después y preguntar, ¿me puedo llevar un pedacito para mi hijo Raúl?
Nigga. Ay, no. Eso sí de verdad que cae gordo. Si no va el pinche Raúl, entonces ¿para qué le lleva un pinto lonche? ¿Eh, cabrona?
Y espérame. Eso no es todo. Su hijo Raúl no trabaja, no hace nada. Vive en la casa de su esposa, que su esposa es trabaja en el banco. Y él no hace nada. En serio, güey.
Es un mantenido.
Es un mantenido.
¿Cómo les dicen a eso que no trabaja, no?
Los ninis.
Ninis. Ni trabaja ni estudia.
Exacto.
Y ella... es que lo que estamos opinando, si no están escuchando antes... Es que los odia la gente que va a sus parties y lo que se llevan su puto Tupperware y que, oh, yo cómo voy a llevarme al lonche. O sea, güey, ¿qué es eso? O sea, ¿qué pedo? No vamos a llevar de lonche porque, ¿qué na qué es? O sea, ¿qué vergüenza que, o sea,
o sea, ¿no les da vergüenza a la gente que hace eso? O sea, yo sé que yo tengo la familia así. Pero a mí no me cae ni en mi familia. O sea, que yo puedo decir todo esto sin vergüenza. O sea,
yo lo puedo decir sin vergüenza porque yo soy esa persona.
¿Y tú qué logras de eso? De llevarte la comida.
Pues güey, no hago lunch. ¿A poco tú crees que me gusta estar en la cocina a las 10 de la mañana? Que es una pinche viejo. No, hombre.
Pues tienes que hacer un esfuerzo.
Güey, es que, como te opino, es más fácil, de verdad, es más fácil que me llevo mi puto Tupperware al party. Y que Sandra me dé la comida, que cocino. Pues es lo que yo opino, güey, no sé.
Pues no sé, todos tienen su manera de vivir.
Pero, güey, o sea.
O sea, ¿tú te lavas el cabello todos los días?
¿Sabes qué? Que sí me lavo el cabello todos los días porque.
Desde que te dijeron
Otro segmento.
Espérame.
Del cabello.
Beep.
All right. So what was the question? Wait, should we keep it in Spanish?
Nah.
All right, go on.
Do you wash your hair every day?
I do wash my hair every day, but that's just because this one time I was at a football game and I got harassed because my scalp smelled bad. And then you got harassed that your scalp smelled bad. And so, like, ever since then, I, like, was washing my hair every day because my hair just smelled bad. And I feel so sad when I wash it every day because I just feel that, like, I'm washing clean.
Well, I respectfully disagree with those girls that called us out. Because, first of all,